As we brought you earlier this week on KDWA, the annual Special Olympics Torch Run made its way through Hastings en route to Rochester. In previous years, it would go the opposite direction from Rochester to Hastings, but started in Hastings this year. One of those who participated in the event was Hastings Police Chief Dave Wilski. He participates every single year, and he gave us a recap of the event that took place on Tuesday.
We worked with Rochester, and they would start the torch down there, and they would stop in these different towns, and they'd end in Hastings so that the Sharks could run with the torch, which is our Special Olympian team here in town. And over the years, one person just started biking the whole route, and we just grabbed a couple more people. Yesterday we had 7 bikers that biked the whole route, so it's just kind of grown into something where we have a lot of community support, and it's just fun to do. It's fun to see the athletes. So yesterday we went down and ended in Rochester, and the athletes with their team down there finished off the run carrying the torch to the government center. So it was it's really good to see.
Chief Wilski talked about what it is that keeps bringing him back to the torch run every year, and it is the athletes that take part in the Special Olympics.
I guess the reason I do it is because the athletes, the Special Olympians, are really the heroes in my mind, to have the confidence to go out there and compete. And I think the least that I can do and that we can do is support them and show them that we can push ourselves in an area that's probably beyond our strength, because it does tax you out. I mean, it's difficult, but like I said, they're the true heroes, so we're just trying to support them and show them that we're in it with them.
Wilski also gave a nod to the Hastings Sharks.
Well, they have a great deal of community support, which is great, and the Sharks is a very strong team, and it's a pretty large team too, when you think of some of the other communities that we have. But what I really like about it is our officers get to know some of the athletes, and then they see them in the community, and the athletes recognize you, officers, so we have that connection, which is always great. But like I said, just seeing their faces light up and knowing that they're the center of attention and we support them is really the reason we do it.
And for those who may want to participate in next year's Torch Run, Wilski provided a little advice.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it depends which way we're going. So yesterday we went from Hastings to Rochester. When you're headed south out of Lake City, there is a hill, and that is about 1.5 miles uphill, and with the wind in our face, that's a tough one. It's always nice to get that one behind us. But then, you know, after that, it's just kind of rolling hills. And like I said, yesterday was a little bit tougher because of the wind, but we do have support. We have vehicles that are with us, so we could draft some of the vehicles when the opportunity presented itself. But, you know, you get to that 80-mile mark, and that last 20 is always pretty grueling. You're just kind of sick of being on the bike, to be honest with you. Your legs aren't there anymore. But it's, like I said, the athletes are the heroes, so it's the least we can do. You know, I guess what I would say is start out small and build up to it. So, and I don't know if I'm an accomplished biker. Maybe I'm just not very bright, and that's why I do it every year, because I usually don't have enough time to train. But with that said, we have people that have expressed interest, and what we tell them, if they want to be part of this, just do one of the legs, like do Hastings to Red Wing or Red Wing to Lake City, or just do part of it and just see if it's something that you enjoy. Because each of those, you know, from city to city, they range between 15 and 25 miles. But even with that, if you're not used to biking, it's something that you have to work up to, because you can cramp up and, you know, it can be uncomfortable, and you just need time in the saddle so that, you know, your body gets used to being in that position for extended periods of time.